sneak up on me like that? It's not Halloween yet. You're not supposed to be scary. You look so sleepy. Did you not have your coffee yet? I could make you some after I'm done with the garden. Or even better, we could get some PSLs. Those are my favorite for obvious reasons. What are you still looking at me like that for? Who am I? Come on, Daddy. Don't you recognize me? We meet here every morning. Still doesn't ring a bell. Goodness, you're dense. Let's see. Okay, maybe if I stand over here in the pumpkin patch, you'll... Yeah, there we go. I see that spark of recognition. I'm your pumpkin, remember? Your favorite pumpkin, if I recall correctly. Uh-huh. When I woke up this morning, I was taller than usual and I could move around. Isn't that amazing? I was really confused at first, but I figured it out. You brought me to life. Of course it was you. You've been taking such good care of me and putting so much love into growing me. It actually brought me to life. Thank you so much, Daddy. Of course I'm calling you Daddy. What else would I call the person who raised me from a seedling? You cared for me so much and devoted so much of your time to seeing me flourish. Do you not like it when I call you Daddy? You do? I'm so glad we can spend more time together. I was so lonely out here in the garden, and the other plants are fine and all, but they're not great conversationalists. They just talk about sunlight and dirt, and I always look forward to when you'd come out here. You'd always say such kind things and treat me so well, I thought I could do the same for the rest of the garden. Maybe then we'd be their mommy and their daddy together. But taking care of the garden for you really doesn't seem like enough to repay you. You gave me the gift of life, after all. Is there anything else I could do for you, Daddy? Come on. I could think of a few things. Yes, I'm talking about sex. Are you surprised I know what that is because I'm a plant? That's fair. We do it a little differently than you humans, but I'm familiar with the birds and the bees. They're pretty regular visitors in the garden. And they tell us all about what you humans get up to with those bodies of yours. There are some things I'd like to try out with this new body. Do you not want me, Daddy? You always used to say how pretty I was when I was a regular pumpkin, aren't? Aren't I pretty now? I mean, I certainly think so. Come on, let me take care of you. Really? Yes, I'll make you feel so, so good. Take off the mask? What mask? Oh, my pumpkin? No, silly, this is my head. I can't take it off, see? My head is a little different from most humans, but the rest of me is like any other woman. I'm really excited to try out this new body, Daddy. Do you mind if we stay out here to fuck? It's such a beautiful day and this place holds such special memories for us. Have had it. Are you ready to roll in the hay? Great. Now sit down on a hay bale. But take your pants off first and put them underneath you. I wouldn't want your butt getting poked while I'm getting you off. Don't worry about me. I don't mind kneeling in the dirt. In fact, it's where I feel most at home. Now, let me get those boxes off. Look at you. I think it needs to get a little bit harder before you fuck me, though. How about I jack your lantern for a bit, Daddy? Yeah. Don't my hands feel so nice? You can tell I haven't been gardening for very long. They're not callous like yours. I'll have to wear gloves when I'm helping you out here so I can keep these hands nice and soft. I think I've caught on to having arms really well, don't you? They're a little like vines if you think about it, but so much more useful. I wouldn't be able to stroke you so well if I only had vines. But now that I have both, I can use both my hands on your cock while I tease your balls a little bit with my vines. Like this. Oh, was that too ticklish? I'm sorry, Daddy. I do like how you shivered when I did that, though. Oh, you're getting so hard for me. Oh, I love it. And you've grown a little, too. Isn't it nice that I'm helping you grow, just like you did with me? Daddy, I'm not sure I can wait much longer, though. I need more. Definitely. You didn't think I was just going to give you a hand job, did you? No, I need you inside me. Will you do that for me, Daddy? I'll take that as a yes. Well, why don't we get started? I feel so hollow. I need to be stuffed. Pull me on top of you and let me slide down on that wet cock. Oh, I've never felt like this before, Daddy. I don't feel like you need to be gentle. Pumpkins are tough. I can take it. Fuck. Come on, harder. I want to feel like I'm being hollowed out and carved. Please, please fuck me. Yeah. Do you like how wet I am? How soft and squishy my insides are? Good. I need you to feel good. I was worried that you'd be scared when it came to life. I'm so glad you're letting me. Thank you. Thank you for taking such good care of me. Please deeper. Please go deeper. I feel so empty. Are you getting close? Please say yes. Please say you're close. No. Don't pull out. I want you to come in me. Please. I want you to fertilize me. Oh, spill your seed all over my seeds. I can feel you coming. I can feel it. Yes. Oh, you. Thank you. Thank you for doing this with me, Daddy. Who knows, maybe we'll end up getting more pumpkins out of this.